CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Ontario man cleared of drug charges remains stranded in Dominican Republic due to legal delays. Table of contents. Detention and legal proceedings. Ontario man bureaucratic delays preventing departure. Response from family and officials. Broader implications. The role of clerical errors in legal misunderstandings. Current status and outlook. David Bennett, an Ontario man from Burlington, remains stranded in the Dominican Republic despite drug trafficking charges against him being dismissed weeks ago. His detention began in early March 2025 at Punta Cana Airport when customs officials detained him over a suitcase mistakenly linked to him due to a name misspelling. Although Bennett was released on bail and cleared of all charges after legal intervention, bureaucratic delays in issuing formal clearance documents have left him unable to leave the country. His family, legal representatives, and Canadian officials continue to seek prompt resolution as Bennett endures prolonged separation from home. Detention and legal proceedings, Ontario. David Bennett's troubles began in early March 2025 when customs officials at Punta Cana Airport detained him. Authorities had linked a suitcase containing suspected drugs to Bennett, but the connection stemmed from a clerical error involving the misspelling of his name. Despite the initial suspicion, investigations soon revealed no credible evidence against him. Following legal intervention, the drug trafficking charges were formally dismissed, and Bennett was released on bail pending further administrative procedures. Bureaucratic delays preventing departure. Although cleared of all charges, Bennett remains unable to leave the Dominican Republic due to delays in the issuance of official clearance documents by local authorities. These documents are mandatory for foreign nationals who have been detained and charged to confirm their exoneration and permit departure. The ongoing delay has effectively extended Bennett's stay against his will, complicating his return home. Response from family and officials. Bennett's family has expressed deep concern over his prolonged separation from home and the uncertainty surrounding his situation. Legal representatives acting on Bennett's behalf have been in continuous communication with Dominican authorities, urging expedited processing of the necessary paperwork. Canadian diplomatic officials are also involved, providing consular assistance and working to facilitate a resolution. Both legal counsel and Canadian representatives emphasize the importance of administrative efficiency to avoid further undue hardship. Broader implications. The case underscores challenges faced by travelers who become entangled in foreign legal and bureaucratic systems, even when cleared of wrongdoing. It highlights the critical role of effective consular support and timely administrative processes to ensure the rights and welfare of citizens abroad. The Canadian government's ongoing attention to Bennett's case reflects broader commitments to protecting nationals facing legal difficulties overseas. The role of clerical errors in legal misunderstandings. Clerical errors, though seemingly minor, can have serious and far-reaching consequences, especially in legal and international travel contexts. In David Bennett's case, a simple misspelling of his name led authorities to mistakenly associate him with a suitcase containing suspected narcotics, triggering his detention and legal proceedings in a foreign country. Such administrative mistakes can easily spiral into complex legal entanglements, particularly when language barriers, unfamiliar legal systems, and rigid procedural requirements are involved. Bennett's ordeal underscores how a single typographical error can compromise an individual's freedom, disrupt lives, and strain diplomatic resources. It highlights the urgent need for thorough verification processes and cross-checking protocols at international checkpoints to prevent innocent travelers from becoming victims of avoidable bureaucratic failures. Current status and outlook. As of late April 2025, efforts continue to resolve the outstanding documentation issues. Authorities in the Dominican Republic have reassured that the clearance process is being prioritized, though no definitive timeline for Bennett's departure has been provided. His case remains open, and updates will be made available as new information emerges. David Bennett's ongoing predicament highlights the complex intersection of legal errors and bureaucratic inefficiencies that can severely impact individuals abroad. Despite being fully exonerated of all drug trafficking charges, administrative delays have prevented his timely return to Canada, causing significant personal and familial distress. Continued cooperation between Bennett's legal team, Canadian officials, and Dominican authorities remains crucial to securing the necessary documentation that will allow his departure. This case serves as a reminder of the importance of prompt administrative action and robust consular support to protect the rights and welfare of citizens facing legal challenges overseas. Observers and stakeholders await further updates as efforts to resolve the situation proceed.